Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
Certainly up there was one of my favourite parts of the week when Dr. Paul Dalton, Associate Professor of Psychology at UCD and Head of Clinical Psychology at St. Vincent's University Hospital, comes into us. Paul, you're very welcome to the programme again.
Thanks very much.
You're talking about mind yourself, that famous phrase we have in Ireland, and certainly one we've all been getting used to in the past couple of months, Paul.
Yeah, it's been everywhere, hasn't it, Cormac? You know, I think if we were to look back at our conversations over the last 12 months, I think one of the most consistent words or few words we'd hear is mind yourself, take care of yourself, you know, look after yourself. And we were chatting a little bit after last week's programme, and you were thinking, well, what does it mean, actually? What does minding yourself mean?
Yeah.
And we thought, well, you know what, it would be very helpful to offer three concrete, really practical steps to help people at this particular time to mind themselves. So today and for the next two Mondays, we're going to try and do this. So we've kind of 10 minutes on a Monday, so it's ambitious, I know. There is, you know, there's an abundance of books and research and podcasts and YouTubes about how we should mind ourselves, about how we could fill an entire program or several programs. So I'm going to keep this really, really simple, a kind of a back to basics, and offer people these three pieces, a kind of a takeaway that they can do for themselves. And we'll also put some of those resources onto the program website
okay.
as well.
So you often hear it said in conversation, look, mind yourself. Mm. What do you think as a psychologist that means?
Well, if we look at the research over the last number of years, and if we look at what human beings have done down throughout the centuries to mind themselves or to live a good life or the best life that they can, I've taken the liberty and broken that down into three areas or three things, and we'll cover each one of these over the next 3 weeks, and they are breathing, thinking and remembering. So we're going to talk about breathing today, mm-hmm. and next week we're going to talk about thinking and how we think its impact, the impact it has on us. And this goes back to the Greeks, Eastern philosophies, and indeed cognitive behavioural therapy. And then in the third week, we're going to talk about remembering. And there's a huge amount of research that supports us in remembering our values in living our lives.
Okay,
but so this week, breathing.
So breathing, thinking and remembering and breathing. Breathing this week. So there are caveats, though, you say?
There are. I mean, I think there's kind of, when I talk about these things, there's two things that I feel I really need to say. All the breathing, all the thinking, all the remembering in the world isn't going to be of much benefit if you don't have a roof over your head and you don't have food in your tummy.
Basics. Kind of.
So just the basics. We have to look after them. There can be sometimes a tendency to kind of psychologize distress and distress that often comes from disadvantage. So I just need to say that.
Yeah, and it's important to say that because there are so many people suffering disadvantage of a serious kind now. So, okay, so you're talking to people who have the basics ticked off, okay,
yeah, exactly.
and who might be feeling stress in other ways.
And then, yeah, exactly.
Okay, so let's talk then with that caveat about breathing. Like for something we do automatically, where do you begin?
So it's said we breathe 22,000 breaths a day, and most of us, Cormac, will be probably aware of one or two of them if we're lucky. So the very simple breath, but it seems to play an incredibly important role in our physical and our psychological health. And for thousands of years, people across the world have used the breath as a way to steady the mind, steady the body. And there's increasing evidence, actually, that breathing plays a really important role in our health. And I'm getting more convinced about that. And I have to say, Cormac, for a year, I'm a clinical psychologist.
Yeah.
So I'm interested in evidence. I'm interested in theory. I'm interested in randomized control trials. So the kind of breathing thing to me was always a little bit new age, a little bit
shamanism.
That I'd nearly take, but a bit kind of a bit new agey, a bit kind of spiritual, and thinking, I'm not sure about it. But in actual fact, delving in to the research in the area, there is pretty convincing research that's saying actually how we breathe, the breath, can be of huge benefit to how we live. The breath is essentially very concerned, very connected to the nervous system. The nervous system is the kind of control center for the body, mm-hmm. controlling everything, our heart rate, you know, our taste, our touch, our sense of orientation, blood flow. The nervous system seems to be quite influenced by how we breathe, so that our breathing actually impacts on the kind of regulation of the body.
The breathing impacts the regulation of the body.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's very, very influential then. You have a little experiment for us, Paul.
I do. So if you're as long as you're not driving a car or operating heavy machinery, just drop what you're doing now for the next 30 minutes. 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Seconds. Okay.
Drop what you're doing for the next 30 seconds. And actually, Cormac, if you can, I mean, you needn't to keep your eye on things. So just right now, drop what you're doing. If you're at home in the kitchen, bring your attention to the breath that's coming in and out of your body right now. So just noticing the breath. Don't try and change it. Just noticing how fast, how slow, how deep or how shallow it is. And then exhale. 1, 2, 3. And then just breathing normally. And now I want you to breathe in on the count of five. So I'm going to count to five and you breathe in as slowly as you can. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Pause for a moment and then breathe out and I'll count down from 7. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What do you notice?
Release of tension for sure.
Yeah.
A little bit more relaxed.
And what's happening is you're interrupting, you're regulating the nervous system. They talk about the parasympathetic nervous system, mm-hmm. which is kind of like the handbrake, Cormac. That's what helps us to slow down, to calm down. The breath is really interesting, right? Because the breath, it reflects how we feel. So when we are excited, when we are nervous, we breathe very shallowly. When we're relaxed, we breathe much more deeply. So it reflects how we are, but it can also influence and change how we are by changing
amazing.
The breath.
And how long does that feeling of relaxation last?
Yeah, so this is why these exercises are really important to build into your day. We've recorded two of them. So that small exercise we did there, it's mm-hmm. a 2 minute. What I've called it is a rescue remedy. So mm-hmm. the 2 minute rescue remedy, you can download it. And a slightly longer version, about 9 minutes, that are on the program page.
Okay, well, look, that is fascinating. We have that stuff, that info, and those exercises. We'll put them up on our social media and our website. But that is a nice relaxer for the moment. Anyway, Dr. Paul Dalton, thank you very much indeed. And I hope people got benefit from that, and more on that next Monday.